Okay, it says it's recording, and this is September 18th, 2011. It's about 10:48, and I'm sitting in Jim Leahy's sunroom with the sun coming in, and we're going to talk about his life and before he got to here, and then what happened afterwards. So let's begin. So, where were you born, when, and where were you raised?
I was raised in Farmington, New Hampshire, which is near the Lake Winnipesaukee region. Sounds like a farming town, but it's actually a ladies' shoe manufacturing town, and had been quite prosperous in that respect for the first half of the 20th century, anyhow.
What year was that?
Well, I was born in 1926, and I grew up and went to high school there, and then World War II came along. Yeah. I went into the Air Force in World War II, at least for the last part of it, and then came out of the service, 1946, and I had applied to Dartmouth College, and I got accepted there in the next year. And I did 4 years there at Dartmouth. And then I wanted to, at this particular period, I had been in France in the military. And I had become a Francophile. And I really wanted to, a Europhile or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to go to Europe and live and work. And so, actually, prior to that, I had taken 1 year off of college and spent at the University of Grenoble in France. Mm-hmm. And so that was even more building up of my interest in the area. And so I couldn't, I was trying to land some kind of a job with the government, the U.S. government, which was doing the Marshall Plan in Europe at the time, and they had a lot of employment opportunities there. But I didn't get anything, and a friend advised me to if I wanted to go to Europe and seek out jobs, and if I didn't, I could always have a job with the U.S. military in Germany. And so I did that. I went to Paris and stayed for a couple of months, used up my money.
Yeah.
And then I went off to Germany with another Dartmouth grad that I had met there in Paris, looking for jobs. And we found that there were a number of civilian jobs that the Army offered. Mm-hmm. And I had gone to Wiesbaden and Frankfurt and Nuremberg, and finally ended up in Munich.
Did you speak German?
I had studied German in college. But, and I had tried speaking German. Yeah, I did. Well, eventually, because this ended up as a 3-year stint in Europe. I finally got to Munich, and they were looking for someone to run a ski program in Berchtesgaden, which was a recreation area for U.S. forces in Europe. And the man says, "You just look so Dartmouth on my resume." And he said, "You must know something about skiing." I said, "Well, I'd skied all my life and so forth." Skiing was really, an important thing in my life.
Yeah.
So I got this job running the ski program and setting up rental shops and ski meet, ski meets, races, and stuff like that. And then I ended up being offered a better job in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, which was also a recreation area for U.S. forces. And he ended up managing a hotel there, which, because I'd never managed anything like a hotel in my life before. When you're 25 years old, you can do anything.
Sure, yeah.
And eventually I ended up in Salzburg, Austria, where they were looking for somebody to do a ski program for them. So the following two winters, I lived in Salzburg, Austria, and did ski trains, like the old-fashioned World War II deals. We would take sign-up people. We would have a special wagon put on the train, and we would go out to an Austrian ski resort, and we would ski maybe just that day, or we would stay over the weekend, and I would arrange the housing and the ski tickets and the ski school and all that kind of arrangement and so forth. So that was quite an interesting life for 3 years. And toward the end of it, I developed a relationship with some ski business people in Munich. And they were interested in having a distribution in the United States. And I was interested in importing things to the United States if I could. And so I hooked up with these German manufacturers and set up a deal to import some stuff to the United States. And then I came back and I went on a road trip to, by this time it was too late for the annual convention of ski trades to show merchandise. So I went out on the road to sell the stuff, and it was June, and it was a magnificent day like today, and I drove into Stowe, Vermont. And I had been here when I was student at Dartmouth skiing a couple of times.
Yeah.
And
what year was it you
drove
in?
That was 1954. Mm-hmm. 1954. And I was looking for a new place to live because I'd just come back to from Europe, and we were living with, I don't know, my wife's family or Connecticut or something. But at any rate, I thought, this is the place. I knew a couple of people here. One was a ski instructor, John Chandler, who had been in the military in Europe, and I met him. And they encouraged me to come up here and open a ski shop.